Good morning. Good morning. How are you on another fine, fine, but beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today. I hope you are excited today because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it, rejoice in every single moment you have under the sun in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful, be happy, give God that sacrifice of praise. There's a little bit of news today. I am in the middle of getting together like a text sign up. So if you want to sign up via text, and then it will automatically shoot it in the mornings. There's people that I do this to now, and I thought it'd be a lot easier. And then you can stop it at any time, which is awesome. I can't handle the text marketing. I don't even know how they get your number. But anyways, this morning, I was reading in chapter 4 of 2 Corinthians. And if you get to verse 5, it says, "For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus as Christ, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who spoke or commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light or the illumination of the experiential knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ." When you believe in the name of his son, Jesus Christ, when you believe that Jesus was raised from the dead, which I'll go over, you can experience God fully. And it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. I want to jump over real quick to Romans 10. It's Romans 10, 9 and 10. And these are the specific words of faith. Verse 8, "But what saith it? The word is nigh or close to thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart." That is the words of the faith which we preach. Verse 9, "That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved," or made sound, or preserved safe. "For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." It's the new law. It's the new law. The new commandment rests in those laws. There are two new commandments: to believe in the name of his son, Jesus Christ, and to love one another. There's no law for seeing God's glory. There's nothing you can do to see the glory of God until you have faith. Because when you know that you know that you know that you know that God is there with you, that you have somebody who actually cares and follows and has power to help. When you feel that and you see it and it starts to just surround you and envelop you, you're going to start to witness the glory of God. And it's constant. It is constant. This morning I woke up. I don't know why I left a window open on accident, which, by the way, I think is good for, you know, purging all your excess breath. Anyways, the birds were chirping. And so I got up and I opened the windows, and it was a spectacular morning. Spectacular. And the feeling that I had and the thankfulness that I had towards God, just knowing that everything is for us, like dogs and cats and birds, they're not going to heaven. That these things are for us to enjoy life with, and knowing that God cared for us enough to create these things. He created the moments in your life for you, specifically for you. He knows every hair on your head. He knows what you care about, what you're going towards. He knows everything. You have a company of angels around you. It's a miracle, and it's so loving. It is so loving, and when you can feel it and experience it, it's a completely different type of living. If you go to verse 7 in chapter 2 of 2 Corinthians, "But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in our body the dying of Christ Jesus, that the life also of Christ Jesus might be made manifest in our body. For we, the living, are always delivered unto death for Christ's sake, for Christ Jesus' sake, that the life also of Christ Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh." It doesn't matter. You're going to go through troubles in your life. But the power comes from God. And if you have God, then you have everything. There is nothing to fear in this life. If you need help, pray about it. Just yesterday, we were just talking about how it was a sewing thing that kept getting messed up over and over and over and over again. And you pray about it and watch how it gets solved. God will solve your problems in your life when you go to him. If you're having trouble at work, if you're stumped on something, go to God, pray to him, watch what happens. And you don't pray to Jesus Christ. It's not, that is fundamentally incorrect. You pray to God and you lift it up in the name of Jesus Christ. That's where you're going to get that connection. And watch what happens. Watch. And then you can experience God's glory. And it is magnificent. Pray the big prayers today. Lift everything up in the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you and your family. And I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah, the bonnie boat was one. As we sail into the mystic,
well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much. Thank you so much for so many things. I thank you for just giving me confidence and strength and moving the business where it is. I just again pray for fiscal prosperity and increase, that you just continually give it to us, that we don't go into any debt, and that we can continually give raises and everything else. Father, I thank you for the opportunity that you give us in this life, for the moments we have. I thank you for, again, my family and the people you've put in my life. I just pray for your believers today, that you comfort them, take care of them, just show them that you're with them, give them a hedge of protection. And I thank you for your son and what he did for us, that we can live this way. I lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.